So, Eric, the Indianapolis Public School Board set to vote on a plan next week that would make a couple of big changes throughout the district. It would include closing one school and adding what's proven to be a pretty successful curriculum to a fourth district school. So could you, in some broad strokes, lay out exactly what district administrators are proposing?
So you almost need like a map to kind of figure out what they're doing. But one of them is they want to close down the Key Learning Community, which is downtown. They want to end that program, keep that building, and then they want to take the Arts Magnet program at School 70 on the city's north side and move that to the Key Learning Community. At the same time, they want to kind of scale back on Broad Ripple High School and remove the middle school, which is part of the high school's Art Magnet program, and then put that downtown in the current Key Learning Community building. All of this leaves School 70 on the north side open for them to create a fourth Center for Inquiry School and put it in that building.
Okay, so that's sort of a lot to unpack here. So let's start with Key Learning Center. It's a school that's been around since 1987, a school that's had a lot of success in the past, but not so much recently. So what's gone into the decision to potentially close it?
Sure. Well, you know, enrollment there has been stable, but there's been the thought from many in the school that it's just kind of not living up to what the original intent was. Some of the grades of the school have been going back. They were an F school a few years ago. Right now, they're a C. The principal that was brought in to kind of help turn the school around is no longer there. So I think they're kind of thinking the program has run its course. There is a member on the board who wants it to see it continue, and maybe there's a possibility further on, if staff there who are dedicated to this program there could maybe reopen it somewhere else. But I think right now there seems to be a lot of movement from the board and from the school that maybe the program should be over.
Okay, so another big part of this plan involves adding a fourth Center for Inquiry School to the already three that exist within IPS. This one would be on the north side, which there's quite a high demand for, it seems. So what does this mean for families with students on the waiting list for the other CFI schools?
Right. So CFI is a magnet school, which means you have to apply to get into it. And the school is based on the International Baccalaureate World School Program. So it's a certified program. And two of the schools out of the three that currently exist are seen as kind of the top in the district. So a lot of people want to get in there. Right now, there's about 300 people on the waiting list. What this new school would do, they would actually open it up to the city, and there'd be about 500 spots available, and then these 300 people on the wait list could then go into that school, and then there'd be more spots open for additional families to get into.
Okay, so speaking of magnet schools, so the last thing I want to touch on is about this other plan proposed by the IPS administrators, which would tighten up the criteria for admission into the, into the district's magnet schools. So what would that change do exactly?
Sure. So I think right now a lot of families find frustration every year when they apply for these magnet programs. And even the district will say that maybe they haven't done the best in terms of explaining the process to the families. And it seems that maybe some families have been able to get in because they know the principal or because there's been a little bit of wiggle room. So they kind of want to like set the tone straight. If you apply for the school, they're going to look at some things such as if you have a sibling in the school, where you live near the school, and also how long you've maybe have been on a wait list. So they want to kind of set these parameters. There's some disagreements on the board still what they could be, but I think the board thinks and the district thinks it would be one way to kind of give families more transparency in this process that does become kind of frustrating and emotional at the end if you want to get your kid into one school and you're not really sure where you're at in that process.
So what do you think the odds are of these proposals passing?
Well, the board discussed this week at a work session. It was a very long meeting, but there wasn't much disagreement from the members. I think there is some concern about making sure any new schools would be open to everyone, would be diverse, would attract different types of families. But I think it'll be interesting to see next week when they meet who comes out from the community, and maybe if some of the members of these schools can come out and either speak for or against the proposals.
All right. So thank you, Eric. A lot of important stuff here, and we appreciate you keeping us up on it.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.